What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Here, and it is Tuesday, September 13th, 2016, getting into the week here. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. I have been assured the new toll-free number will be here very, very soon. They're getting the new equipment right now. Vonage basically fell flat on its face. Okay, and so once again, until we get the toll-free number, the numbers to call into the show, 512-716-1603, 512-716-1883, 512-716-1897. Quick program note, Don Wiskin of Extendivite is going to be our third hour guest for part of the hour, in between all the news and everything that we have to do. And, of course, Mike is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on him. Lot of focus continuing on The Walking Dead. Fear The Walking Dead. Hillary Clinton is rapidly getting an image as the zombie candidate. And the official story continues to be that she is suffering from walking pneumonia. We know that's already a lie. She's suffering from getting dragged across the concrete and thrown in a van by the Secret Service pneumonia. And they're out there trying to say, well, she was being heroic. She was working through her illness and all the rest of it. But this is just reinforcing the public image that Hillary Clinton is really sick. And by the way, latest polls, less than half of U.S. voters believe this incident has anything to do with pneumonia. So let's do a recap. 72 hours. Hillary has called half of Trump's supporters deplorables, had a seizure or a stroke in public, claims she has pneumonia, and attacked Pepe the Frog officially on her website. This is starting to get off into Twilight Zone candidacies here. And apparently, according to Google, the top searches for Hillary Clinton are seizure, dead, and age. Those are the top searches right now. Nobody believes the official story because we've been lied to so many times. It's just impossible to take anything that they say at face value. Trevor Noah tore into the Clinton campaign for the lack of health transparency and said, just tell us the truth. And of course, the Hillary campaign can't do that because if in fact she does have Parkinson's disease, she is medically unfit to hold the office of president. And maybe Hillary is just desperately hanging on so she can be the first president in U.S. history, and then she'll resign and Tim Kaine will take over. Maureen Dowd was talking to Megyn Kelly and saying that this health flap is a perfect microcosm of all of Hillary's problems. The deception, the concealment, the lies. And they're absolutely right. It's a continuing pattern of behavior. Now, the Hillary campaign has apologized for the handling of the health news up to this point, and they're promising more info later this week, just as soon as they can finish faking them all up. Because we all know what's going to, there's going to be a bunch of doctors' reports saying, oh, she's absolutely fine, and, you know, yeah, it's all a conspiracy theory here. Now, Bill Maher is, he's lost me completely on this one. He was out there on his show. Over and above his constant joking about an assassination of Donald Trump, which should result in the Secret Service going on over and tapping him on the shoulder, Bill Maher is out there saying a dead Hillary would be preferable to Donald Trump. Well, maybe a dead Hillary is capable of less mischief than a live Hillary, but still, I mean, it's a ridiculous thing for him to say. Now, the Late Late Show, James Corden, is out there carrying Hillary's water saying, oh, it was boiling hot. It was boiling hot at the 911 memorial. It was just absolute. No, it wasn't. It was 74 degrees and 46% humidity. I checked. Now, apparently, CBS was interviewing Bill Clinton, and he let slip in the interview that Hillary Clinton blacks out frequently. He used that word, frequently. Then he backed up and said, well, not frequently, rarely, which are pretty much opposite parts of the spectrum there. rarely versus frequently, and CBS obediently edited that out in the broadcast version. I don't think we should have a president who suffers repeated frequent blackouts. Madam President, the Russians are attacking. Don't think that's going to work out too well. And now we're seeing articles show up like this one at 21st Century Wire. It's no longer a fantasy. Could Hillary Clinton actually drop out of the race? Now, I know if it's left up to Hillary, no. She wants to be the first woman president of the United States, and then after that, she doesn't care what happens. And the Hillary campaign is out there saying, she's fine, she's fine, 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 fine. Meanwhile, we're hearing more stories like this one over at WorldNet Daily, where the Democrats are meeting in secret to pick a potential Hillary replacement. All right, we're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. We're talking about Hillary's medical issues, the growing talk that the Democratic Party leadership may seek to replace her rather than just have a devastating loss in the November election. And we're seeing more and more of Bernie Sanders supporters coming on back and saying, look, he came in second place. He has the votes. He had the electoral votes. He should have won the primaries if Hillary hadn't cheated him. Now that Hillary can't do the job, let's put Bernie Sanders back in there. Now, I like Bernie Sanders. He's a pragmatic New England guy. I don't think getting out the gate this late that he can overcome Trump's momentum. But there's a lot of serious talk about that. Of course, we're also hearing that the Democratic National Committee still wants to keep Bernie Sanders out. And they may throw Joe Biden in there because he's a very effective debater. And we're still ahead of the debates here. Now, a little wrinkle. If Hillary Clinton drops out, that huge fortune in campaign funds could wind up in the Clinton Foundation. When you are a person in public life and you retire from public life, your accumulated war chest is yours to do with as you will. Most politicians will generally donate it back to their party, but it's not mandatory. Now, WABC-TV has apologized for the early report of Hillary Clinton's death. No, it was not a hoax. It was not a re-edit. Apparently, the on-air commentator was supposed to say, tease the story about Hillary Clinton's health, and somehow misread the teleprompter and said death. So it really did happen, but they're saying it was just a simple little goof. Now, apparently down in Florida, Donald Trump has pulled into the lead by 4 points, not enough to overcome the vote riggers, but it's still a trend that we're starting to see across the entire country. And the corporate media is still trying to push poll numbers from a week, 2 weeks ago. We still don't have any poll numbers post-seizure. And I have a feeling we're going to see a major, major swing at that point. Latest Los Angeles Times poll, Trump at 45.8%, Clinton at 42.8%. Again, not enough to overcome the election fraud. We have got to manufacture a runaway landslide victory for Donald Trump, or the vote riggers are going to steal it. Now, Dana Milbank came on out with an article calling Donald Trump racist. That's their latest thing. Oh, he's a racist. He's a racist. He doesn't want the illegals to come in here. And what's really weird is Dana Milbank is an alumni of Skull and Bones, which up until very recently was an exclusive whites-only, males-only society who helped finance Hitler in World War II. And was originally funded with opium money. And so this guy has now set himself up as the authority to go on out and claim that Donald Trump is racist. Now, over in Minnesota, as you know, the Democrats tried a last-ditch Hail Mary pass to get Donald Trump kicked off the ballot based on a procedural irregularity within the Republican state convention. None of which is actually locked in any law, but they went on in and said, oh, they failed to properly confirm their alternate electoral votes, so Donald Trump has to be off the ballot. And the state Supreme Court took a grand total of 5 days to come back and say, this is nonsense. And so Donald Trump will be on the Minnesota ballots for the early elections and for the final election in November. Now, there was an article that came on out. This was over in digitaltrends.com about a lawsuit regarding photographing your own ballot in the election place. Amazingly, and I've had a lot of people call in and say, well, you could photograph your ballot and guarantee your election that way. No, it wouldn't work. And as it turns out, it's actually illegal. Photography in polling places is illegal in many, many states. And so this lawsuit is going on out there to say it's perfectly legal for you to take a cell phone picture of your own ballot. Can't take pictures of anybody else or their ballots or anything, but nothing. It's irrelevant anyway. Taking a picture of your own ballot in the polling place does nothing to improve the accuracy and honesty and fairness of the elections. I'll tell you how you have honest elections in this country, which is why it's never going to happen. First of all, voter ID is required. If you're not a legal citizen, you're not allowed to vote. If you are a legal citizen, you are allowed to vote only once. No mail-in balloting allowed except in proven cases of medical inability to travel to the polling place, and proof of citizenship is still required. All votes made using paper ballots. At the end of the day, the ballots are hand-counted in the polling place. No central tabulation centers, no computers, in front of all the voters who care to stick around and representatives of the candidates and issues. Once they know they've got an honest count in that precinct, they post the totals where everybody can copy them down. Now, your local newspapers publish all the totals from the precincts and then the totals for the county or the city so that everyone can verify their precinct was reported correctly and do the math themselves to verify the total. The state newspapers do that for all the counties and for all the state measures. And again, everyone is able to follow their own precinct totals up the chain, make sure they have not been altered, and verify the math for themselves. Then the national newspapers publish all the state totals and a final tally for the national elections. This system means that every single American follows their precinct totals all the way from the polling place right up to the very top. We're going to have 100 million election observers, and this makes election fraud very, very, very difficult, as opposed to our current system, which is designed to make stealing elections very easy. And I put this up, and I actually got an email from somebody up in Canada saying they do paper ballots and hand counts, and they still get the results by 11 that night. It's not a serious inconvenience to do that. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hashtag bulletproof vests. Donald Trump and the person who took that video of Hillary need to get some quick.
Well, I don't know about the person who took the video because the damage is already done. You know, the people who get killed are the ones who have information who have not released it yet. Once it's out, you know, there's no point. Revenge is a very expensive luxury in hardball politics. Preemption.
You just said it, though, Mike. You said the damage is done. She's finished, Mike. She's finished, The damage is done. They know it. That's why they're looking for a replacement, but it's too late. It's already going to be October soon.
I certainly hope you're right, but unfortunately, I've been watching the Clintons for a lot of years, and they really are the undead. You think they're over and done with, you think they're going to prosecution, and somehow they escape. They rise from the grave, and I won't except that Hillary Clinton is out of this race until she's actually out of this race. And right now, according to her campaign, oh yeah, she's going to be the greatest president we've ever had in our country.
If she loses, then that's the end of the Clintons, because I just don't see Chelsea getting into that role. So it'd be the end of that oligarch.
Well, they're already grooming Chelsea for public life, but she could crater as bad as Jeb Bush did. Because the plan of the narcocracy was these two dynastic ruling families, the Bushes and the Clintons, who would hand the Oval Office off back and forth between each other to maintain the illusion that the voters still had some kind of a choice. And this election was supposed to be Hillary Clinton against Jeb Bush, but Jeb Bush just couldn't connect with the voters. He could never get rid of that deer in the headlight look. And Chelsea is being groomed for a run. But right now, let me rephrase that. When Hillary goes down in flames, it means we have pried that narcocracy loose from the throat of the nation. And it's a chance to basically get in there and get this narcocracy kicked out. completely. Just losing the White House won't be enough, but we'll have the edge to basically go in and say, this must stop. We will not be ruled by a bunch of drug criminals.
And we just got to be careful of the neocons and that group of, you know, that group of Wall Street people that will try to figure out some kind of sneaky way, either some kind of civil unrest they can do with George Soros-funded Black Lives Matter to mm-hmm. cause, like, you know, in some kind of insurgency in this country. You know, if they see Hillary's going to, you know, I mean, obviously the damage is pretty bad now. But, you know, we don't know what the, was it the known unknowns, what Donald Rumsfeld said?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what they're thinking right now, okay? Because if I were in the Democratic leadership's position, I'd be thinking exactly the same thing. Replace Hillary, put Joe Biden in there, assassinate Donald Trump, and hang on to the White House. That's the only way they're going to be able to do it.
Yeah, and then you'll have if he gets assassinated, you'll have, like, you'd have a civil war, Mike.
Yes, you would. It's probably the only thing keeping Donald alive at this point. Is the fear of what the American people would do, having this dictatorship rubbed in their faces the way it has been.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Now then, Hillary has other problems besides her health. Congress is still moving ahead with investigations, and it is getting very, very interesting. House Oversight Committee Chairman Jason Chavez has publicly subpoenaed the FBI's full case file in the Hillary Clinton email investigation. They're not satisfied with James Comey's summary. They want all the information that was uncovered by the FBI, all the 302s, every single piece of paper. And Chavez has been complaining that the FBI was trying to filter what was going to the committee, and they're not allowed to do that. And so now there's an outright subpoena, and the FBI has to turn it all over. Oh, golly, the filing cabinet just burned down. We're sorry. We had all of the investigation files on Lois Lerner's hard drive. The dog ate my data, whatever it's going to be. Now, Chaffetz is also out there, and he's brought in a bunch of Hillary Clinton's tech experts to testify about that server. The core issue here is the fact that the courts had issued a subpoena for records, including an order, preserve all records. And after Hillary Clinton's people got that order is when they started destroying files. That's obstruction of justice. And it's getting very, very interesting. Remember Brian Pagliano? He got himself an immunity deal. Despite the immunity deal, he defied a congressional subpoena and did not appear as a witness before the committee when required. And let's see, Combetta took the Fifth Amendment regarding his use of BleachBit to erase that data following the receipt of that subpoena and that order for preservation. And it gets even more interesting than that because one of the other technicians they brought in was Jason Cooper. Now, Jason Cooper was the guy who was instructed to smash up Hillary's old Blackberries to make them unusable, they think. It's not really a reliable method. And here's where it really got interesting during congressional testimony. Okay. Jason Cooper, who managed Hillary Clinton's server and had access to everything on it, has never held a security clearance. Hillary assigned this guy without a security clearance to be in charge of a computer on which many of the nation's top secrets were being held. This is a violation of Title 18, Section 793, and a violation of an executive order signed by Bill Clinton. And so, no, we're not going to take it easy on Hillary just because she's a sick old lady. She made this mess. She's going to have to live with it. More about Hillary and her history of hiding documents after these words from our sponsors.
You your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The reality is that Hillary Clinton has a long history of hiding or losing documents. It's almost become a hallmark of the government. You ordinary Americans, you must keep very detailed records so we can look in on your life and make sure that you're behaving. But when it comes to the government, oh, yeah, we're sorry it was on Lois Lerner's hard drive. That crashed. You know, oh, these records were on this hard drive. It crashed. It's almost become a joke here. So there's an article that came out in Breitbart about Hillary Clinton's long history of hiding documents. And I pulled out just one example. And this goes back to Bill Clinton's presidency and the missing Rose Law Firm billing records. Now, this came out of that whole CIA Contra supply guns and drugs smuggling operation. And one of the things that Bill Clinton did as governor was not only to protect the operation coming out of the MENA airport, but to set up the money laundry. And this money laundry involved not only land flips like Whitewater, Flowerwood, Castle Grande, but banks like Madison Guaranty, along with the Arkansas Development Finance Authority. And at issue were these billing records from the Rose Law Firm from when Hillary Clinton helped represent Madison Guaranty when it was going out of business. because obviously a full audit of their records would have proved embarrassing. And ultimately, the records surfaced 2 years after they'd been subpoenaed, and on them were found, they were found in the White House with Hillary Clinton's fingerprints on them. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Mo in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. You're my gateway to sanity here. I don't know how. Huh?
I said you're in trouble.
No, I'm not. You're a touchstone. I think we're all in trouble if we don't, like you said, get this house cleaned out. But I called about this. You know, when I first started looking into Comey a while back, and then went through this sham thing. I mean, this guy, anybody can find out. He didn't just work at the HSBC bank. This guy was on the board. He had to know about the drug, the cartels, the Mexican drug cartels. This is a quid pro quo for the Clintons. I mean, how obvious is this? I mean, this guy had no criminal background to be an FBI director. What the heck is this? I think I'm going crazy. I mean, this is like a Bozo the Clown. Running for the FBI.
This is the face of the narcocracy.
A member
of the board of a bank that's laundering drug money becomes head of the FBI. The U.S. attorney for New York, who gave that bank a sweetheart deal to avoid prosecution, is now our attorney general. We're seeing the face of the drug corruption that has wrecked our country for the last going on 30 years.
It's right there. I mean, anybody with a computer, all they have to do is put in, Comey HSBC scandal or drug money, and it's right there.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I looked it up a long time ago, and I had to look it up again to see if I wasn't going crazy. The house. What? I mean, I'm sure back in the day of Hoover, I mean, you couldn't look stuff up. You know, how are you going to find anything? You go to the library? There was nothing. This stuff is right there for everybody to see. This guy is a, you know what? But when you see him, they portray him, they talk about him. He's the most wonderful. He's a true blue guy. He would never lie. What? This guy's the most. He had no qualifications for the FBI director.
No, he didn't.
Okay. Well.
But if it went in a narcocracy, the only qualification for high office is you're doing business with the drug lords. That's it.
Oh man, I tell you, I think if Trump doesn't get in there and do what we hope he does, I think we need to just quit. Somehow we got to quit paying taxes. We got to do something to straighten these, to scare these somehow, because this is so blatant. I watched the hearings today, and I couldn't get through too much of it with the. Chaffetz and the email scandals and Clinton, and I, there they were talking about, well, if Comey said, she wasn't indictable, then it is.
All right, Mo, we got to let you go here.
Thanks, Michael.
And we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And again, the 800 number is not working. The toll-free number is not working. You have to use those ones I gave you at the top of the hour. And they are also right on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com for the duration of this technical annoyance issue. Now, as you know, there's been a lot of concern raised about these so-called foundations and how many of them may actually be slush funds and money laundries. And Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are hardly alone with that. Apparently, John Kerry's State Department has funneled $9 million through the Peace Corps to a nonprofit foundation started and run by John Kerry's daughter. It's like they're not even trying to hide the graft and corruption anymore. All right, let's grab a phone call here. Alan in Chicago, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. I just wanted to kind of keep going on what your last caller was talking about. I just recently watched the movie Kill the Messenger again with about Gary Webb.
Yes.
And the, you know, the den of vipers or the, you know, the hornets that he uncovered, and it went back to Iran-Contra. And I believe, isn't that where the Mena, Arkansas connection and everything was as well, Mike?
Yeah, when they were running untraceable guns that were manufactured in Arkansas down to Nicaragua to arm the Contras against the Sandinistas, this was illegal under the Boland Amendment. It was illegal under the Logan Act. And because it was illegal and they couldn't get government funding, they were funding this whole thing with tons of cocaine that were flown back into the United States along the CIA's pipeline, sold, and all that money was laundered through this network of banks and land flips and the Arkansas Development Finance Authority. Now, one of the planes got shot down, and a gentleman named Eugene Hassenfuss survived, and he basically told, you know, the Nicaraguans what was going on, and it exploded in this huge scandal, and it was called Iran-Contra, and they were pushing it off on Iran because when Hawaii's Senator Daniel Inouye was in charge of the committee investigating that, anytime they got near the issue of government-sanctioned drug running, Inouye would declare executive session, kick out the public and the press, and close the doors. So it was a limited hangout. They acknowledged the gun running and the deals with Gorbanifar and Oliver North and all of that in order to keep the darker secret, which was that the biggest drug smuggler in the country is the country.
Because, I mean, there's a documentary that somebody could watch that's easily available, that if there's a Clinton connection through the Mena, Arkansas, I mean, boy, that you talk about Comey and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that kind of directly links it all together as well.
Well, the Clinton Chronicles talks about the drug smuggling. They talk about the people who accidentally saw the drug drops and were murdered for it, like the so-called train deaths, Don Henry and Kevin Ives. And they were murdered, and it was made to look like they got run over by a train. A lot of it was actually, in hindsight, very sloppy work, but they got away with it because the media was under the control of the CIA, and none of this stuff ever made it to the national media.
Well, what's suspicious, supposedly Gary Webb committed suicide, but he had two bullet holes in his head. How is that possible?
Well, it isn't, and I don't think Gary Webb committed suicide, to be very honest.
All right, Mike. I just thought I'd bring that up. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to Bill in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Very good. Have you seen Jim Stone's blog about Hillary?
Which one is that?
Well, he was saying that, and if you look at the video closely, you'll see that she was actually handcuffed.
No, I don't see that. She's very rigid. She's being propped up, but I'm not seeing handcuffs. Hang on, Bill. There's something you need to understand right now. The Hillary Clinton campaign is trying to throw as much mud out there to keep things confused. Like the video they did yesterday where they took the video, flipped it mirror image, and said, oh, it's from another angle.
Well,
yeah, she's getting on the other side of the car.
I know there's another one out there, too. But no, this is real. If you look at it very carefully,
I've seen the video. I don't see handcuffs in it. I'm sorry. This is just the Hillary campaign trying to maximize confusion and distract us all from talking about the fact that this is a very sick lady who is medically incompetent to be president of the United States of America. So thank you very much for the phone call. No, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. I mean, they're going to try and throw as much dirt out there, or they're going to try and revive old, outdated scandals. They're trying as hard as they can to pull the public attention off of Hillary's health question. And they're going to do anything they think might actually succeed. Flying saucers, Bigfoot, whatever it's going to take. All right, let's turn over to the war zones here. Now, last week we were hearing all this nice talk coming out of John Kerry that the U.S. was going to cooperate with Assad and they were going to cooperate with Russia, and they're really back in there just to get those mean old terrorists out there. And as is usual with the U.S. government, it turns out to be so much air. The State Department has now clarified John Kerry's remark that the U.S. would consult with Assad over the airstrikes and saying, actually, no, Kerry is wrong. We are not cooperating with the Syrian government in terms of deciding what to bomb. And in terms of what the U.S. is bombing, Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, is saying that the U.S.-led coalition is still, he uses the word, reluctant to strike at al-Nusra, who's one of the U.S.-owned and operated terror groups. In other words, the U.S. is still playing the game it's always played. It's just trying to find some way to spin it. Their goal is still to get Assad out and a puppet regime in. Now, the Syrian ceasefire has already been violated 23 times by opposition forces. The Syrian government is abiding by the ceasefire. The Russians are abiding by the ceasefire. The U.S.-backed militant groups are not. Now, the reason for this ceasefire was to get some humanitarian aid into Aleppo. The Russian Marines have now taken up positions guarding the road. The so-called moderate rebel groups, the ones the U.S. is backing, have now officially rejected the ceasefire. So, now there's a very alarming report that's coming out of Syria, and this is reported over in FortRus.com. As you know, there is a concern over whether America's military weapons are really effective, whether they're worth the money being spent on them. And there's apparently a report that was put out by the U.S. Congress Research Service pointing out that Russia is significantly ahead of the United States in what is called a dynamic protection system for the tanks. In other words, the old model for tank warfare was big, heavy metal or laminate shell, and the artillery from the other guy bounces off it. Dynamic protection systems seek to intercept the incoming shell and destroy it before it can even reach the hull of the tank. Now, the U.S. has developed so-called reactive armor, which are these big plates of explosive blocks they put on over the outside so that when the shell hits, the explosive plate blows up and outward to distort, to deflect the shell. But the Russians have gone one step further and are able to intercept and detonate anti-tank weapons much further away. And basically, this report from the U.S. Congress is saying even if the U.S. tried to implement dynamic protection systems now, it's not going to solve the problem. The Russians are simply too far ahead on this. Now, as you know, the U.S. Navy has been flying their reconnaissance aircraft very, very close to Iran's border with the transponders turned off. This is a violation of international flight rules. It's very dangerous to fly with a transponder off, and normally when you turn your transponder off, it means you're going someplace you really ought not to. One U.S. official interviewed by Fox News, when asked why these U.S. surveillance planes were flying so close to Iran, said, "We wanted to test the Iranian reaction." And they got one. Iran is now threatening to shoot down any more U.S. Navy spy planes that get too close to their border. Now, when you start probing somebody's defenses, you go in and you faint and you watch the reaction. That indicates you're planning an invasion or an attack. And that's why this story is very, very alarming. The U.S. has now apologized to Laos for all the cluster bombs that were dropped all over it. And then turns around selling those same cluster bombs to Saudi Arabia to use on the people of Yemen. So I'm sure 20, 30 years down the road, the U.S. government, if it's still around, will apologize to Yemen. Yeah, we feel really bad about those cluster bombs that we littered your country with. So the U.S. is in there through its proxy, Saudi Arabia, bombing the heck out of Yemen. Let's see, what have they tallied up over the last couple of days? They hit a potato chip factory, because we all know terrorists eat potato chips. They love those things here. They bombed a school. They bombed another Doctors Without Borders clinic, and they blew up a well. There's a decisive victory for you right there. Now, one of the things we've talked about over the years is the fact that one of the objectives in Afghanistan, besides the oil pipeline right of way, was the restoration of the opium flow to the United States. Because following the defeat of the Soviet Union, and the rise of the Taliban, they eradicated opium from their country. If you were caught with a poppy, they'd take your hand off. Little dramatic, but it did work. Since the U.S. invasion, opium cultivation and production has increased 20-fold. And we have photos of the opium poppies being guarded by coalition forces and the bags of the raw opium being shipped and loaded on trucks by the coalition forces. And cheap heroin is flooding into the streets of America once again. You understand what I mean by a narcocracy? Rule by drug lords. We're there. It's a repeat of what happened during Prohibition when we were ruled by the rum runners. History may not repeat, but it certainly rhymes from time to time. Now, over in Luxembourg, there's a growing movement headed by Foreign Minister Jean Asselborn, demanding that Hungary get kicked out of the European Union because they're refusing to accept the refugees and they're refusing to accept the migrants, and they're just not playing by the rules. And Hungary can't be taken seriously. Personally, I think Hungary would be a lot better off without being in the EU. And more of the countries in the EU are thinking the same thing. The Communist Party of Czechoslovakia, one of the most powerful parties in the Czech Republic, is now gathering signatures for a petition for a referendum to withdraw from NATO. They can see the coming war with Russia. They don't want to be part of it. And in another sign of the growing discontent with the globalists, this is out of Sputnik News, the southern European countries are starting to unite and push back against Brussels and Berlin. More and more of these countries are just coming on out and saying that the economic requirements coming out of the European Central Bank are simply unsustainable. Their nations and their people are just being looted and plundered by that private central bank. Remember, the European Union was supposed to have begun as a trading bloc. That was all it was going to be. We're going to drop the borders. It'll improve trade. And over time, the European Central Commission has just grown to be this tyrannical lord that is tinkering with the laws in various countries. Little tiny things. How grapes are going to be grown. How they're going to be labeled. Now, over the last couple of months, we've been talking about this constant attempts to demonize Vladimir Putin. Oh, Vladimir Putin is the devil incarnate. Vladimir Putin is the son of Satan. Vladimir Putin has a Death Star and so forth and so on. And they've done it so much, it's kind of worn out. Nobody's paying attention anymore. It's like when Israel screams anti-Semite, anti-Semite. 20 years ago, oh my goodness, I don't want to be an anti-Semite. Tell me what to do to remove the label. These days, nobody cares anymore. You're an anti-Semite. Okay, your opinion. Who cares? And the same thing has now happened with this demonized Putin. They've worn it out. They've burned it out from using it too much. And now it's starting to backlash because everybody is saying, ugh, another thing about Putin. Come on. Lies have a shelf life. Propaganda has a shelf life. You go on out there with the lie, the big lie, the propaganda. There's a shock value. You take advantage of that. But you can't keep pounding on the same idea or it simply wears out and people stop caring. It becomes part of the background noise. And that's what's going on with the demonization of Putin. It's just part of the background noise coming out of Washington, D.C. Now, China has accused Washington, D.C. of being the cause and crux of the North Korean nuclear issue because the U.S. keeps engaging in provocative actions that are convincing North Korea there's a coming attack. The latest one being that the U.S. is flying more bombers along that border between South Korea and North Korea. They're trying to get North Korea to do something that would justify restarting the Korean War. Remember, it never officially ended. So why all this sudden renewed focus on Korea? Well, for a very good reason. This is reported in USA Today. The Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has ordered U.S. troops out of the southern Philippines. And this comes down to the fact that the Philippines have adopted a very draconian approach to their drug corruption problem. They're just shooting the drug dealers in the streets. And Obama who, of course, is part of the narcocracy here in the United States of America, went on over and said, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't be killing these people without due process. Now, coming from a president who's been dropping drone strikes on totally random people in countries that we're not at war with, it comes across as slightly hypocritical. And the president of the Philippines is saying, yeah, I don't think we're going to be doing much more with the U.S. And so basically, if Obama had hoped to use the Philippines as his backdoor to war with China over the South China Sea, he just lost that. And that's why they're back to say, oh, North Korea, North Korea, we want a war with China. We don't care how we get it. Let's see. Now then, the U.S. and Israel have agreed on a new $38 billion, with a B, military aid deal. Wasn't really much of an agreement. Israel says, give us more money, and the U.S. says, yes, master, yes, master. We'll just get it from the taxpayers. We'll be right back after these few words.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
What really happened? and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, Damascus is claiming that Israel staged an attack into the Golan Heights. Syria is claiming that they shot down an Israeli drone and a warplane that were intruding into their airspace. Israel is denying that, saying, yes, they shot at us, but of course they could never hit us. At this point, I'm going to give Syria's version of the story a little more credence than Israel's here. Facebook is now collaborating with the Israeli government to determine what should be censored. In other words, they're trying to figure out a way to control the internet using the social media. Of course, the social media doesn't account for everything that's going on with the net. Obviously, there's websites like mine. There's another story that came out over at Patriot Rising where Facebook, Twitter, and news organizations, including the Agence France-Presse, are creating a coalition of media and technology groups to filter out online misinformation. In other words, anything that the government doesn't think you should see. Remember that little coffee mug we sell over in our online store? The fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to make them act like one where everybody can see it. Now, Google staffers have had at least 427 meetings at the White House over the course of the Obama presidency, averaging more than one per week. And that, I think, is going to be alarming for people, given Obama's push for total spying on all of American citizens. And apparently the included representatives of Google-affiliated companies Tomorrow Ventures and Civis Analytics, which is their tracking company. Now, turning to the economic news, and it was not a very pleasant day on the stock market today. We were talking about Wells Fargo, which is dealing with a great deal of trouble. They had this group that was out there creating fraudulent accounts, fake credit card and bank accounts, to churn late fees out of people who hadn't signed up for these. And they made a huge amount of money, and they got caught on it. Some of the lower-level employees, of course, are being fired. The lady who was running this whole thing left with a $125 million retirement package. And as a result of the negative publicity, Wells Fargo is saying that they will end sales goal for retail bankers starting next year, sometime. Now, Wells Fargo has also just been caught in their version of the HSBC scandal, laundering money for drug criminals. And there's a story over at Zero Hedge. Wells Fargo scandal is just the beginning. Here's what else they are hiding. Talking about all the little games they're playing on their customers and investors. It's a completely crooked operation. And remember, banking is not a science. It's a religion. It works on beliefs. We'll be right back.
Listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. at www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.